you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And hashtag Pauliano is back in full effect. So
back
let's
in it.
Let's dive right into this.
I know.
So
I'm in what?
No, nothing.
Oh, I was going to say, so last week I forgot to give an update on my water challenge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did. And so I was thinking about it this week. I was like, I have to.
Now you're on day what?
Like 15? Okay, so. Yeah, no.
14? You started like 2 Fridays ago.
I did start 2 Fridays ago, but see, that's the thing.
I
lied.
Oh.
I did not start on that Friday.
How dare you, you fool.
I know. I did tell everyone I was going to start that day, but I didn't start till the following day because I felt like it was the middle of the day, and I was like, I've already had coffee, and like...
Oh, well, actually, that's fair. Okay, I can respect that. So
like,
a full day?
Like fresh start.
Gotcha.
So it's been going okay. I'm not gonna lie, it's been kind of difficult. I will admit that I've been doing pretty good as far as like not drinking certain things. Like I haven't had soda, I haven't had juice and things like that. My coffee, I haven't been putting sweetener in it. I have been putting coconut milk in there. So I've been kind of, you know, like cheating a little bit
yeah,
with
that. But you know, that's what it's all
but
about.
But plain coconut milk. So like it wasn't like vanilla coconut milk or anything like that. But you know what I've been having a really hard time with is getting the full gallon in throughout my day.
Yep. I know exactly what you mean.
That's the part.
You know, and that's a great segue into, you know, like how to eat for gains, because it's it is really hard. I have the same problem. They
right.
say to drink way more water than I do.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Like, and like there's some days where like I do get it in because it's like I'm outside.
Right.
Or, like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm so hot. So I do drink a lot more water. So I'm like, oh, this is easy. And then there's other days where I'm like mostly just like in the office sitting and things like that. So I kind of like forget to drink water because I'm not as active and things like that. So and then when I get home. And then sometimes, like, after, like, dinner or whatever, I'll realize, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I still have, like, 3 more full bottles I have to drink.
My secret is, my problem is eating enough, not drinking enough. Like, because I'm trying to get bigger. So, I've been eating, on average, like, 3,000-4,000 calories in a day, which for me is hard. I weigh 150 pounds. That's not, you know.
Right.
And, like, I'll give you an example. The other, for the past, like, 3 days, I ate, and this is one day. I woke up and I ate about 3 eggs and some ground turkey that I had cooked up the night before. I went to work and I ate a Subway sandwich and then I ate a hamburger and then I ate another hamburger and then I came home and made more eggs and ground turkey. And then after the gym, I ate more eggs and ground turkey. Each of those times was about 3 eggs, by the way. So a big like omelet.
Right.
With like bell pepper and stuff in it.
Oh, yeah,
and then that
yeah.
night I had some tacos and that's one day. That's a lot of food.
That is a lot of food.
But I need to eat that much. Like the thing is, your body doesn't want to grow naturally. So you kind of have to force it.
Right.
You know, that's the whole point of working out. But the thing about it is like, if you're not eating right, you might as well not work out, in my opinion. You know, so it's like, if I'm working out really hard, but I'm not taking in the food, it doesn't matter.
Cancels out.
Exactly. I might get a little like more defined, but I'm not getting any bigger. But now I am getting bigger.
Yeah, I noticed. Right? Even Boss Dog noticed when he came up.
I know. But you know, but it's the food though. That's the food is the secret. That's the thing that nobody ever knows about. That's like pro tip. That's. And it's not so much, people are always worried like, oh, I'm going to get like chubby or, you know, and it's like, it's not how much you eat so much as it is what you eat,
right.
you know, because if I'm eating chicken and white rice, brown rice, you know, some veggies, different things, there's not really much fat or even much carbs in all of that. There is in the rice and a little in the veggies, but, you know.
But you're working it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're using it.
Exactly. But it's healthy. If I'm eating just fillers and stuff, like if I'm eating sandwiches, I'm sorry, like McDonald's sandwiches, I mean like hamburgers, a lot of it is just salt and like preservatives.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of sodium.
Food coloring. Yeah, and just things that your body doesn't need, you know. If you just kind of stick to, My golden rule whenever you shop for food is always shop the perimeter of the store. Yeah, that's where all the fresh stuff is.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Right? It is true.
Because that's where all the fridges are.
The dairy.
Are. Exactly.
Right. Vegetables.
The meat, the vegetables. Right. And then you said dairy, sorry.
Yeah.
But, like the more inward you go, other than for the water, it's more processed food.
That is true, if you think about it. Yeah. That's where all the chips and things are, the frozen dinners and things like that.
And that's a top tip is always shop the perimeter of the store. But in terms of getting in enough food, because it's hard, is I break it up into meals and I don't drink any fluids until after a meal.
Okay.
And this helps me because I have a small stomach. Like you saw me right now, I barely finished that oatmeal and the protein shake that I had. So I can't eat a lot at a time, but I get hungry often. So I break up all the food that I need to eat in about 5-6 meals a day, but they're not huge meals. But what I do is I could be thirsty, whatever. I'll eat the food first, and then my stomach's already full. And then I drink a full glass or two of water, because then that helps me stretch out my stomach a tiny bit more so I get used to eating more.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a double positive. You know? And that's been difficult, but it's been working. And it's weird because for people who work out, if someone's listening to this, if you've been working really hard and you feel the really sore feeling, when you start eating a lot and your body has what it needs, you feel a different feeling. You're still sore and tired, but it's not so much a sore as it is it's hard to describe, but it's you can tell that your body is hurting, but it has what it needs.
Yeah. So you know? It's using its, the nutrients. And,
exactly.
All those things. That
it's a weird, I don't know how to describe it, but you can just kind of tell that okay, I am sore, but I'm actually pretty okay.
Your body has the,
exactly. Cause on the flip side of that,
the things that it needs.
Right. Cause on the flip side of that, if you work out really hard one day and then eat crap the next day, you will feel it the day after that, it really does make a difference. But, my secret has been, and then as far as drinking enough water.
Yeah.
This is my secret. Every time you go to drink water, take an extra 5 or 6 gulps. Mentally be okay, I'm drinking, I'm full now. 1, 2, 3, extra gulps. And that's how you squeeze in the water.
Right. Yeah, because that's the main thing that I've been having a hard time with is, I said, some days I do get the full gallon.
Right.
And sometimes even more.
Yeah, when you sweat it out,
I'm just so hot, or I'm just doing a lot that day. And so I just need it, especially since it's summertime. And then there's some days where I'm slagging so much. And then, I said, it's the end of the day. And I'm well, I can't drink all this or else I'm going to be getting up all night.
Yeah. Well, but that's good too. It's there's nothing really wrong with getting up. Mm-hmm. At least your body's hydrated.
So it has been. But then on the other side of it, there are, now that I'm getting so used to drinking so much water throughout the day, when I don't drink a lot of water, I notice how thirsty I am and how dehydrated I am. So then it makes me want more water.
Exactly.
So I'm always... It's funny because before I didn't realize how dehydrated I was.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Your body, it compounds. That's what I meant. I only know these things about my body because I do, just because I've felt it as.
Right.
It's nothing special. It's just you do it and then you see.
And then you notice it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after. If you eat healthy and then stop, now that the difference is night and day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And it's not that bad. If you go from unhealthy to healthy, you feel better. But in your head, you're like, oh, this is probably just placebo effect because I'm eating healthy. Mm-hmm. But then you eat junk food and you're like, whoa, this sucks. Can I have my chicken and rice, please?
Right.
And then you're right back at it. It's like Superman and Kryptonite. It's no, seriously. The difference is insane. But try that. Try whenever you go to drink or whenever make a mental note to drink, even if it's 1 or 2 gulps.
Right.
Because again, I have a small stomach. I can't drink a lot of water either. So I'll do this between sets. Yesterday on my way here, I got to the train station an hour early by mistake. So right across the street, there was a gym. So I went over there really quick. I was I did deadlifts and I did some shoulder workouts. And between every set, I made it a point to go to the water fountain and drink some water. I wasn't really thirsty.
Right.
But it's you know what? I need my water intake, especially since I'm about to be on a train for 4 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes it's just a habit, making that part.
That's what I meant.
Of the habit.
That's what I meant though, was make
just
it a habit.
Thinking about it.
Because I can't,
it's not as natural right now.
Exactly.
So it's you have to force yourself.
That's exactly,
think about it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the way it is. Because I wasn't thirsty, but I went to do it. I was cognizant of the idea, I need to take in this water, even though my body's nah. But the thing is, I'm training my body to need more.
Mm-hmm.
That way it'll grow, you know? Normally, my body's all right, we've gone 20-something years at 150 pounds. We're pretty much okay.
Yeah.
But I'm look, I get that, but I need you to be 170 pounds, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm asking more of it. So there's going to be that initial like stress factor on my body.
Yeah.
But you grow and it looks, you know, looks hot. Let's be honest. Right. No, but you're stronger, you know, and like right, that's yeah. it's the whole like mind over matter type thing where mm-hmm. teach it to need more and it'll adjust to that. And then yeah, it'll exactly. become a bigger organism. Just like when somebody goes on a diet to lose weight, you know, your body's used to intaking all this stuff. You kind of, right. in a weird way, you kind of starve it of these things to a degree. And it's like, yeah. you know what? Let's get smaller. That way we require less, mm-hmm. you know, like a smaller engine and gas.
Right.
But those would be the top tips for sure. Drink more frequently, but less amounts. Okay. Because no matter what, like you can like drink and then throw up, you know?
Yeah.
But you know
that
what is
very true.
But you know what's easier? You can, no matter how thirsty you don't think you are, you can squeeze in a gulp here mm-hmm. and there, you know?
Like, yeah, and your body needs it more than you think.
Exactly.
Just because you don't think that you're thirsty or think that you need it.
Well,
your
the thing is
always working.
Well, the
so
thing
you
is,
need it.
Technically, my body probably doesn't need all the food that I'm giving it, but I want it to need it. Mm-hmm. I want it to be bigger.
No, but I mean water.
Oh, water.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Always like need like water.
Oh, you're you know right. What I'm saying? Definitely.
Because we're using our bodies and things like
have
that.
Have you
so
noticed?
You might not like your palate might not feel dry and thirsty, but like your body still needs it because it's working.
Exactly.
It's always working.
Have you noticed yet? Like your skin clear and all that? Because water does a lot for you.
Yeah, water has been helping a lot. I've been just like. Well, and because I'm trying to like cut back on coffee and things like that,
uh-huh.
since I can't have it sweet and tasty, I've been just drinking a lot more water like in the morning. And mm-hmm. that's been like really refreshing. In the morning, I leave like the bottle on my nightstand. So like the first thing I do in the morning is drink water and things like that. And it does like, it does wake you up.
Right.
It does help you. And I just feel like a little bit more refreshed. And I think that now... because I'm drinking so much water. The other day I had like one of those like sparkling waters.
I don't like those.
It didn't taste right to me yeah. anymore. I was like, doesn't how you were saying like you don't realize it
yeah.
until you go to your old habits
exactly.
and it's just like too much.
Yep.
Yeah. So which I mean it's been kind of interesting.
It's a different
it's
kind
a good
of
feeling though.
It's a different kind of craving. Like
yeah.
like pizza sounds good
mm-hmm.
taste wise, but knowing how my body's going to feel afterward,
yeah.
I'm like, "Eh." I mean, I don't really like crave chicken and rice because it does taste good. It's not bad, but it's not like great. But
right.
I do crave the light feeling of eating after, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if I go and have like some wings and like some, I don't know, soda, then I'm kind of like, ugh, you know,
mm-hmm.
for the next few hours.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I've even done it before at a party where I've eaten some stuff. It was like mole at my grandpa's birthday that I told you guys
yeah.
about. And then after I was like, oh no. And then I ate some more, chicken and rice, you know, and I felt a little better cause it kind of absorbed whatever, you know?
Right.
But yeah, it's all about evening out, but we'll get more into that, as soon as we come back from our quick commercial break.
All right.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
We are back.
Yes.
Now, in the last little segment there, we were talking about how to eat and drink to make sure that you get in what your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's that weird thing where you may feel like you don't need it, but it, you know, you're training your body to be used to something other than what it's already used to. That's kind of the key of all of, you know, weight training, really. That's why it can be a little difficult. But we've also got some pro tips for you in terms of lifting itself, because a lot of people I see, mainly guys really, that make these mistakes. Like whenever, on average, most of the girls I see in the gym, they tend to avoid these little pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
But I consider these pro tips. You ever heard of like rookie mistakes?
Yeah.
This is the opposite end of that. Pro
okay,
tips.
Got it.
And pro tip number one, I guess, for lifting would be form over weight.
Yeah.
I love to watch YouTube videos of my favorite bodybuilders lifting weight because they lift insane amounts of weight. But the thing is, it's not the weight that like captivates me. It's even though they're lifting like 400 or 500 pounds,
right.
The form is
it's
on
still
fleek.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean beautiful, like mm-hmm. slow, controlled, everything. They start with lightweight and then they go to super heavyweight and the form is identical between sets.
Right.
You know? And I think that like level of control is important because I've seen guys bounce weight like off of them or use their arms
yeah.
to like their legs to help them swing for chin-ups and curls and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, not only isn't it like it is hard on your joints, but you're not even getting the workout. The
exactly.
point of the workout is not to move the weight from here to here. The point of the workout is to stress your
how
muscles.
How your body is
exactly
moving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's the whole, you know, premise of going to a gym.
Right.
You know, it's not. I mean, because technically, I could move 1,000,000 pounds with like a forklift. You know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, are you lifting in such a way that your biceps are like, oh, this hurts, I'm going to grow. You know. Mm-hmm. So, pro tip number one: form over weight every time. Slow and controlled motions. Like I try this. I can bench press 155 pounds, like comfortably, like decently. I can do sets of that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'll put it this way. If I can do it like semi-quick, maybe like 15, 16 reps, I can do it with slow controlled reps, maybe like 9 or 10.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because it's harder on my chest to mm-hmm. go slower.
To go slower, you right. have to have it more controlled.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Tip number two is watch your breathing.
Yeah, don't like hold your breath.
Right, because, you know, how do I put this? Like, lifting, in order for your muscles to grow, a few things happen. Blood rushes to the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get, you know, people call it the pump. Do you remember Arnold talking about the pump?
Yeah.
It's all the blood rushing to your muscle. So, like, if right now my biceps are whatever size they are, if I were to go do some curls,
mm-hmm.
or like we did the 22 push-up challenge and my chest was puffing out, you know, but that's right. because blood is rushing to my muscle there. Your body is saying, oh crap, we need help over here. I'm going to send these guys over here.
Right.
Oxygen right. is carried in blood.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the airflow in order to get the it's effect of the pump.
Yep.
You know how guys increase the pump? They take nitric oxide.
Oh.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's like a pill or like a, sometimes it comes in pre-workout
mm-hmm.
and nitric oxide is air. Think of like OxyClean in detergent.
Oh yeah.
You know, it creates like, it allows you to take in more oxygen in your body, which increases the pump.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're holding your breath, you're not getting the air that your body needs, you
that
know?
You need.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your body needs it.
Right. Your body needs blood flow. It needs air and it needs a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say drink water when you work out, you know, make sure you're breathing right when you work out.
Right.
You know, otherwise you're just not going to grow and there's no point on top of possibly passing out or whatever with
yeah,
weight on
like
top of you.
Yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tip number three is be easy on your joints.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if I can technically probably push maybe like 240 pounds that for like two reps or whatever, I'm not going to try that. I'm going to stick to like 180 because your muscles will still grow there. Like my rule of thumb is on a heavy day, because there's like light days and heavy days for
right,
me.
Right. Of course.
On a heavy day, I'll push maybe like 80% of what I think my max is,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if I go lighter and do more reps, and I don't mean lighter, like light, you know, it's just lighter. Light enough that my muscles can take the strain mm-hmm. without my joints. And you can feel that.
Yeah, there is a difference.
There is a difference. Mm-hmm. When you lift heavy, heavy weight, you can tell that you're like, oh crap, this is, you know, this may be a little beyond me right now.
Yeah.
There's no need. These guys, you can get up there with lighter weight and slowly, like, I'll put it this way. If 250 pounds is 100% of my max, let's say, therefore, 210 pounds is 80% of my max, I'd rather do that a few times because if I go back down to like 180 pounds and lift that until I can rep it like 15, 16 times, but safely,
mm-hmm.
then I'll go back to 250 pounds and maybe now that's 80% of my max again. I'll never go to 100% of
right.
You know, you can get around that. Like you
right,
can,
right.
Or try different workouts. Like I do everything from like flies to machines to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that gives you kind of a more rounded feeling.
Right.
And it makes you stronger because your chest is more prepared.
Yeah, and you're doing a variety of
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Tip number three is make sure... We said this already, but make sure you're eating enough.
Yeah. Make sure you're giving your body like the fuel that it needs
right.
to take and to handle everything that you're doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Tip number four. This is the big one that I always, my friends who I train a few of them, that this is something a lot of people make the mistake of. Make sure you're isolating the movement properly and correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're doing upper back is a hard one for a lot of people because they either... their biceps help them or they swing and you know,
yeah.
there's lots of ways to kind of get it wrong. Maybe mm-hmm. not wrong, but like not all the way right. So you're not maximizing, you know, like if you're going to spend an hour in the gym, why not get all of the, you know,
the most complete.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like if I gave you two hamburgers and was like, one is pure everything you need. One is some of what you need and the rest of it's just kind of crap.
Right.
Wouldn't you eat the other one? Cause it, you know,
more pure. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more out of it. Like, why wouldn't you want that?
Exactly.
Now, my friends, sometimes, and everybody too, me too, like included before I really focused on form,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're doing like only what's required because I think of it this way. Your body wants to help you. So if I'm doing like bent over rows, I have weight, let's say, I don't know, 100 pounds, 95 pounds, and I'm holding a barbell in my hands and I'm doing rows, which means I'm pulling it from the ground up to my sternum
mm-hmm.
and I'm like swinging my back to help myself. I'm doing more like legs and lower back because I'm swinging
right.
than my upper back. So there'd be no point, you know?
You're not even getting the target
exactly.
area.
Right. So I'm just kind of wasting time.
Right.
You know? I can't stress it enough to people. Make sure that you're isolating in the right way. You know, do as little, like, I consider it door hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you have, like, two or three door hinges moving at a time, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, if it's upper back and you're doing rows, like, on the pulley machine, then your back, you know, should be straight. You shouldn't be swinging your neck, your head. None of those hinges are moving. It's just your shoulder blades moving back and forth and together. And, you know, and it's that maximizes your workout. Because when I was, like, 19, I used to work out for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I work out for about an hour, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and today, I get a better workout.
Right.
Than 4 hours, because I know what I'm doing
you
now.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't waste time.
You don't have to waste time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get in there, and
you
my muscles...
get effective.
Right, my muscles start screaming like 30, 20 minutes in even mm-hmm. sometimes. You know, it's just about know what you're doing. Another pro tip is a lot of people either think you look, you know, like one of those like gym rat, like unnecessary type.
Oh, yeah.
Buy whatever you like. I use chalk, or I'll use lifting straps, or I'll use, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. These things really can help sometimes. Like if I'm lifting heavy for deadlifts, my forearm grip isn't that strong. So if I'm trying to like, my back can technically lift maybe a couple hundred pounds, but my hands have trouble like holding the weight.
Yeah.
But putting chalk on your hands so they're not so sweaty, like that dries them up.
It helps that.
It really helps the grip.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, some wrist straps wrap around the bar and it helps that.
That does help.
You know, or like also just to focus better. If I'm doing upper back, I'll do the same thing sometimes. I'll put on my wrist straps. I can hold the weight of the pulley machine, but I start to feel my forearms burning as mm-hmm. well. And I'm like, you know what? I do work out my forearms to, you know, but I have like a time set aside for my forearms.
Exactly.
I have like a rest.
This is, yeah.
Exactly. Like a quote unquote rest day. And on rest day, I do little muscle groups. I go to the gym for like 30 minutes and I'll do like forearms and stuff. But when I'm working a really big muscle group, like upper back, I like to use my straps if I'm going heavy that day. Because I don't want to worry about my forearms, or I don't want to worry about
exactly. You want to focus on the muscle group that you're working out.
Exactly. You know, chalk is really good. I have this really bad habit of benching like without my thumb, like all my hand kind of monkey grips the bar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels better on my wrists because I broke both of my wrists when I was younger, but that's really dangerous,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I either need to focus on my thumb more, or I will wear my straps. So at least the weight won't fall on me, but I can still, you know. Yeah, another thing is keep your spotters. People at the gym are really nice. Ask them to spot you. They'll help
you. Right, yeah. I don't ask for help.
I've been working out for years now. I don't think I've ever been turned down for a spotter.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Actually, I've almost been working out for 10 years. I started when I was about 14. And I don't think I've ever been turned down. Not once. People are they're usually pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, sure, I'll spot you. You know?
Right,
and
they'll exactly. Because especially if they're like very... like sincere and like dedicated to their lifting, they
exactly.
understand that sometimes you do need help so
exactly.
that somebody doesn't get hurt. It's
and
better
I love that.
To like, to help someone so they're not getting hurt.
Right.
Versus just, you know, do your own thing. And
it's not really a bother. Like I catch people in between sets, so you're going to rest anyway.
Right.
And what I love is they'll actually even push you. Like I love when it's a really big guy who mm-hmm. I know can lift the weight easily
mm-hmm.
because he's not afraid to like, my arms are like wobbling and I'm pushing weight. And he's like, no, you got three more, but I'm going to help you. And I'm like,
right.
All right. So he can like pull some of the weight up as my arms are like, you know.
Right, right.
That is a big help because the mental motivation of having someone help you out.
Exactly.
It asks you to push further.
Mm-hmm.
There's this quote from one of my favorite bodybuilders, Callum Von Moger,
mm-hmm.
Who's really funny, really cool. If you get a chance, check him out on YouTube and Instagram. He's on bodybuilding.com's YouTube channel. He said this quote that I saw like just last night. I was looking him up last night.
Right.
Was... your mind will usually quit before your body.
Your body, like, yeah. Like your body can do more,
exactly.
but it's your mind
exactly.
telling you, no,
so
you can't.
Right. So he was like, you need to tell your body to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Rich Froning, you know, the CrossFit guy.
The
mm-hmm. fittest man on earth. He's won, I think, 3 CrossFit games now.
Mm-hmm.
It like, I think in a row, he's a monster. He said, in training, you listen to your body. In competition, you tell your body to be quiet.
Right.
You know? And I think that's true. Like your mind does kind of scare you.
It does.
You know, when in reality, like in technicality, you sit there and be like, you know what? I guess I technically could push more, you know, like in my head, I'm like, I'm tired. That was a big problem for me. If I'm by myself, not these days, I'm pretty good about pushing myself. But if I was by myself, I would like do maybe 8-10 reps. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel a burn. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, nope, until I can't.
Yeah, I gotta push through it.
Right, because it's not about the pain. It's not about the feeling. It's about growing.
Exactly. You
know? But that's, you know, that's another good one. We will dive into, I've got like one more, maybe two, right after these commercials.
We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast with hashtag Pollyanno.
Hashtag it.
No, seriously, hashtag it.
Hashtag we'll Pollyanno.
Yeah. Now, we have one more pro tip, and then we'll dive into some cardio tips for people who have like joint problems. Now, that last pro tip was have a vision of what you want your body to look like and how you're going to get there. And what I mean is I've seen a lot of guys kind of aimlessly wander around the gym, and they'll like pick up some dumbbells and do some curls, like three or four, and then they'll put them down and then go to like a squat rack, and you know, and they're just kind of doing whatever. And I can see them like eyeballing other people to watch what they're doing, which is fine. It's totally fair. Come ask for help. Come work out with us. You know, I invite I invite people sometimes, like, hey, we're hitting back. Do you want to jump in on this? Like, because I'm pretty good about pushing these days. Like, I don't even listen to music anymore because I'd rather hear myself breathe. I'll be honest. I generally don't talk to people very much. I'm not very social, so like I will have headphones on but not attached to anything. So no one bugs me.
But
plus something on my ears helps me, like I can hear my breathing, you know, and that way I can kind of have like inner dialogue with myself. But the top tip would be have a goal in mind. Like I'll stare at myself in the mirror after, because like I said, you get a pump. I'll look at myself after like a back set and I'll kind of decide like, oh, okay, I need to work here more or here more. And that's how you know what to work on next. You can't just walk around aimlessly. If you have a game plan, things go so much more smoothly.
It really does help.
It does. Right?
I think so.
Definitely.
I think it definitely, because then you don't have to sit there and think about what to do next. Like you already know kind of like what you need to do next.
Right.
And what we're going to start off with, what we're going to end with.
Exactly.
And things like that. So you don't get like kind of like lost.
You don't waste time. Yeah,
like,
you don't get sidetracked.
Exactly. Waste time or get distracted or just like finish and just be done altogether.
Exactly.
Just, all right,
don't
fine,
just stop.
I'm done.
Like, yeah, you know, I've done a few good ones. I'm done. No big deal.
Exactly.
But those are some good tips. We'll maybe do another one like this pretty soon. But let's dive into cardio. Because there are a lot of people that I know that have problems with some kind of joints, like especially the big one for me is like tall people have like knee problems or lower back problems. And they think like, man, I can't run on a treadmill. I can't, you know, do whatever it is. I'm like, you know, but there is cardio that's very low impact.
Right.
And cardio for me is different because I split up cardio into lower body and upper body.
Okay.
So like on an upper body day, I'll like hit a heavy bag or something for like some rounds. And that's tiring. If you've never tried it, it takes it right out of you. Like 3 rounds is 9 minutes and it kills you. Lower body day, I'll do, you know, some treadmill work or some, you know, or I'll do some squats with like really, really lightweight, but really fast.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Like pulse squats or like jump squats.
Mm-hmm.
Or that thing where you take a big medicine ball and you like do a squat and then when you come up, you throw it up against the wall.
Yeah.
You know, but, some low impact cardio would be like swimming. You're in the water.
Swimming is something.
A cycle, you know,
that I did, because I had foot surgery on both my feet, so I still like can't run and I can't jump right now. So probably for like another couple of months. So that was one thing that a doctor and I, we were doing is that like I swim. So because I just can't use my feet at all.
Right.
So I swim, which has been really good. And then also I use like the stationary bike and that helps a lot too, because I don't have to put weight on my feet. Really, because I'm not standing and I'm not jumping or anything like
that.
And I can't, well, in my particular case, it's a little bit different, of course, for everyone.
What about an elliptical? Can you even do that?
And so I haven't been cleared to do the elliptical yet, only because of, like, since I'm standing for, like, long period of time. But, and, like, I can't do, like, biking around, like, the neighborhood or anything like that because of, I guess, so I can do the stationary bike, but not regular biking, because he was saying, in my particular case, like, if I would have to, like, stop and, like, put my feet down
you'd
quickly.
You'd be stuck somewhere?
That's, like, kind of like a jump, like when you just slam your feet straight down.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, I can't do jumping jacks. But like you said, there are other things that you can do that, you know, may not be running on a treadmill or just running, like jogging around the block and things like that.
Exactly.
So swimming has been like a really good one. Where I live, there's like an indoor swimming pool. So like that was great. And then biking, like the stationary bike.
And there have been, and there are some that don't even require being on your feet like at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can lay on your back and do those flutter kicks, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And or you could, let's say you take a medicine ball and you do this thing where like you lay flat on your back and you have like your hands in like a push-up stance,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they're kind of out. Like imagine you're holding a bar.
Right.
Except you're holding the ball in one of your hands and then you throw it up and then you catch it with the other hand and you keep doing that.
I see what you're saying.
And that like at a fast pace is really hard. Or do that thing with the medicine ball where like you have it up above your head in your hands.
Right.
You bring it down to your feet and kind of like jackknife and then take it in your feet, flatten out again, and then do the same thing over and over. That kills for cardio.
Right.
You know, there are so many things that you can do.
That you can do.
Right. Or people who, or there are also people that like maybe not have joint problems but get bored of cardio.
Right.
There's Zumba.
Yeah, you know? That's fun.
Or instead Zumba's of a fun. Instead of a treadmill, actually running, where you get the kind of the sensory like aspect of it as well. You're not just on a machine watching a TV of some channel you don't care about because you don't put there, you know. But you're outside, like you smell the different smells, you feel the breeze,
you can
people
go on
say
different,
hi.
Yeah,
exactly.
Different routes, right. See different things.
You're like preoccupied mentally, or put on some songs that have a good like boom, boom, boom beat and make it a point to step twice every like boom, 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 you know, in between. That way you're really sprinting, you know. And the faster you go in terms of pace, like even a swim, because I used to swim in high school.
Right.
And like you can like leisurely swim technically all day, I guess, you know. But if you flat out go like four laps and you're done, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like they say if you sprint for like if you were to run like at a steady pace for 20 minutes and I were to sprint for 30 second intervals for like 5 minutes, I'd get the better workout.
Right.
You know, because your heart rate is way up.
Exactly.
And that's the point of cardio.
That's the point of it.
And also cardio improves workouts because, you know, like I said, oxygen and blood create pump. Increasing oxygen and blood flow through cardio increases, you know, therefore the workout.
Right.
So someone with a healthy cardiovascular system, they're getting bigger pumps.
Exactly.
You know?
They can breathe better.
Exactly.
Their endurance is better.
Right. So the muscle gets, I'm sorry, the oxygen gets around the muscle better and more easily is the key. That's why when you see guys lift, they get all veiny.
Yeah.
The reason why the veins come out is because think of veins like LA traffic. There's lots of like side streets and they're full of cars.
Right.
So what does the city do? They build bigger, more direct highways to get the cars around faster.
Exactly.
Your body creates new and thicker and more direct veins, like shorter routes of blood because it's like, man, these biceps just need
it.
Exactly.
Right now.
So I'm going to do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why guys get really like vascular. And girls, you know, I've seen the really veiny, especially when they lean out, you know? But cardio helps you with that. Cardio keeps your muscles, because when you like tense up, if you have like a knot in your muscles,
right,
you don't get the effect of working out so much because with a knot comes no blood.
Exactly.
You know, so if you get like a massage and some cardio and then go to the gym the next day, you'll see a crazy pump.
A difference. Right. Yeah, a major difference.
What are some other like low impact cardios? There's a ton.
Well, swimming is personally my favorite.
Yoga
is another one.
Yoga's
bar
hard.
Classes are pretty good too. I know that people are like bar classes, but if you've never done a bar class, I suggest you try it.
What's
before you knock it? It's like a cross between, so like they use like the ballet bars, so like you're in there and it's kind of like Pilates, yoga, and like ballet in a way all together. And but you can do it even up until like, you can, some ladies are able to do it even while pregnant, just to like a certain degree, and things like that. So it is very low impact. But you do a lot of strengthening exercises. There's a lot of, it's kind of like, what am I trying to think of? Plyometrics. Yes. It's like similar to that and things. So it's kind of like a combination, but it's really good. I mean, I used to do that. I used to work at a bar studio, so I loved that. And it wasn't as like high impact, which is nice, but you do some, like you do like the pulsating like lunges squats and things like that, and like holding things, like contracting, being like really contracted and things like that. So it was pretty good. I enjoyed that. I haven't started that one back up yet just because some of the jumps that we have to do, and I still can't balance that well. My feet, I'm a little bit off still. So like when you have like 1 foot up on the bar and 1 foot that I can't do that yet. So, which is kind of funny to me.
You know what?
I have pretty bad balance.
I'm down to try that actually.
No, yeah, it's really good.
It sounds hard.
I had some of my guy friends who play like that are like college athletes and like and professional athletes kind of like really pulling. And I'm like, you have not tried the class. I'm like, it's a different way that you're using your muscles and things like that. So, and the studio that I used to work for, she would actually have like couples nights because the boyfriends and husbands would always be like, yeah, okay, like whatever. And then they would come and it's like when they make the okay.
Have you seen those videos where they give the guy like the electronic shock, which is supposed to be the equivalent of like giving birth?
Yeah.
And these guys like cry and, you know, it's like, well, it's hard. Like,
right.
No one said it was easy.
So but, it's fun. And it's just it's a different way, because like you were saying, and but then at the same time, like working out the same muscles but different ways is good too.
Exactly.
Instead of always doing the same repetitive thing all the time is good as well.
Right. One thing I got again from Callum Von Moger, there's like I have a weekly workout plan, like, you know, Mondays like chest and whatever, and
right.
And but not just that, I have 2 different weeks. There's like week A, week B. Mm-hmm. So like let's say week A would be like Monday is like chest, shoulders, triceps. Tuesday is upper back and biceps. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is lower back and like calves. Thursday will be like quads, hamstrings, and like shoulders. You know, Friday will be biceps again and something else. Like sometimes I do 2 chest days or 2 leg days, whatever my body's feeling.
Right.
I'll double up on one of the big muscle groups depending on which one feels up to it that week.
Yeah.
But let's say on that day or that week I do free weights and barbell.
Mm-hmm.
The next week I'll do like machines and I'll do heavyweight and lightweight, or I'll go faster than slow, or, you know, there's, because your muscles they don't just push, they stabilize, they do all these different things, and working them in these different ways, that's why CrossFitters are so fit.
Right.
They do different things in different ways. And I'm not really into CrossFit just because I feel like some of the stuff they do is just too joint impactive. Like, you know, the whole, like the snatch when you pick up the weight and just throw it over your head. I'm like, I don't know if I would do that, but. But they definitely have some kind of idea as to, like, let's say I'm doing shoulder presses. I'll push one day, let's say, you know, like 95 pounds, I'll push, and then I call it a 4 second negative. When you come down slowly, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you slowly lower the weight, and that kills. And then next time I do shoulders, I'll do lighter weight, and I'll just bang them out, boom, 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 you know, to get the quicker kind of, there are like twitch muscles, they call them, which are like fast.
Quick twitch.
Exactly. And then there are the more like the strength stabilizing type muscles. Mm-hmm. And one tip too is even the width of the bar that you're holding really changes the workout. So like,
yeah, that makes sense.
You ever seen those squat pads that people put on their necks? Mm-hmm. I don't use it for squats, but if you were to have one of those and hold it there where the grip is wider, for some strange reason, it feels way different because you're, you know, the balance is off. Like it's
the difference where the placement is.
Exactly. Too. Your hand holding it wider for some weird reason, it makes it harder, you know? So doing little things like, one little adjustment can change the entire workout.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Which, you know, we'll get into maybe next time, but this is all we have for now. So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, this is the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. You can download us on at gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, tweet us, all of that.
Yes.
Facebook. We're on Facebook.
What's our Twitter? GSMC_health?
Health.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's us. And yeah, this was fun. This was a good one.
This was a good one.
This was a really good one. Mariano dropped some knowledge on all of us.
Right. What up?
So we'll see you guys next time.
Sounds good. We out.
Bye.